I'm Glenn Robinson, president of Baylor Scott & White Medical Center Hillcrest in Waco, and this is Business of Healthcare. If you've come across an advertisement for a physician or doctor's practice, there's a good chance you've seen the term board certified in regards to whatever field of medicine that physician specializes in. So what does board certified mean? After graduating from medical school and going on to successfully complete their residency in whatever field of medicine they choose to spend their career, physicians are eligible to apply for and receive a license to practice medicine in a particular state. While all physicians must apply for this state-issued permit so they can begin to practice, the vast majority also go on to study for and take a voluntary certification exam in their medical specialty. Board certification indicates the physician has passed an exam on rigorous nationally accepted standards for the practice of medicine in a particular specialty, and in becoming board certified is also committing to an ongoing process of continuing education to maintain their board certification throughout their career. While it is a voluntary process, many hospitals require board certification in order for the physician to receive privileges at their facility. Many health insurance companies also factor in board certification when setting reimbursement rates. Moreover, one study found that 91% of the public believes board certification is important or very important when selecting a doctor. Taking all this into account, it's no wonder some 85% of physicians practicing in the U.S. have become board certified. This report and other episodes are available at kwbu.org. Business of Healthcare is a production of KWBU and Baylor Scott & White Health.